7-Eleven West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Centennial League basketball tonight on KVOE sees Washburn Rural lead Emporia 27-8. Lady Spartans held scoreless in quarter number two. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home first half stats. Macy Davis leading the charge for EHS with 4 points. Aubrey Hess and Kaylee DeWitt each scored two. On the other side, Brent Anderson has 13. And then it is Haley Walker with 6 and 4 points apiece from Cameron Smith and Ella Hershey. And 27-8 here at half. It was an 8-8 game after quarter one, but Emporia, being outscored 19-0 in quarter two, has them down 19 points. 8 turnovers committed by Washburn Rural, 6 by the Lady Spartans. The first two times these two clubs met, the game was significantly closer at halftime. Right now, Emporia down 19. They got some work to do as they look to crawl back into this one. We'll have more details for you and get you ready for that second half in just a little bit. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE. Washburn Rural 27, Emporia 8.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Jake Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners, every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Welcome back to Washburn Rural High as we sit here at half during our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. 27-8, Washburn Rural leads Emporia. Don't forget, we'll have the boys contest following this one in just a little bit. Emporia led by as many as four in quarter one. And during that quarter, they did a good job of forcing turnovers by the Lady Blues. Six first quarter turnovers allowed Emporia to stick in this one. But unfortunately, the Junior Blues had just two turnovers, and Brand Anderson lit up. She had 13 points in the first half, really carrying the offense for Washburn Rural. Don't forget, following our girls' contest, we'll bring you boys' basketball. We'll also have basketball for you on Friday night when Emporia is at Topeka High. One more quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half action for you right here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dock.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Coach Stewart returning to the starting lineups as we begin the second half. Jada Gere, Kinsley Hines, Bailey Wiltz, Kaylee DeWitt, and Macy Davis. We see the starters on the other side as well. Brooklyn Rutherford, Ella Hershey, Hallie Walker, Brent Anderson, and Josie Corlgan. It is Rural Basketball as we flipped into the court, and we are underway in quarter three. Anderson has it on the near wing. She begins to dribble, guarded by Aguirre. Gets it down low to Walker. Walker working on the baseline, trying to get to work. She passes it over to Anderson. Anderson with the extra pass. Corlgan driving towards the basket. It's going to be deflected out off of the Lady Spartans. It will stay here with the Junior Blues. Rutherford had to sit a large chunk of that first half by picking up two fouls. Early substitution for Coach Stewart, 18 seconds into this half. Smith checks in for Hines. Little offense for defense. Down low, Rutherford. Rutherford by two defenders. Finds Hershey on the left wing. Too strong on the three. Corlgan gets the offensive rebound, and the Junior Blues have the ball, looking to get it to Anderson. Cutting towards the basket. Deflected out off of DeWitt. It will stay here with WR. Home white uniforms across the chest in blue font. It says Rule with blue numbers for the Junior Blues. Ball in the far corner. Anderson for three. Shot it strong. DeWitt cannot run down the rebound. It goes off of her hands. Corlgan has it, and now we're going to get a jump ball between Corlgan and DeWitt. Hines comes back into the ball game. Smith gets a breather. Emporia in the visiting black uniforms, red down the sides, white down the side, white across the chest, says Emporia, with white numbers. Man-to-man defense here. Down low to Davis, up top Aguirre. Gets it to Wiltz at the free throw line. Dumps it to Davis. Davis triple teamed underneath the basket, and she gets the scoop layup to go. Davis had 4 points in the first quarter, held scoreless in quarter two. Ball thrown in the corner, and we're going to have a violation against Washburn Rural. That's going to be a turnover by Corlgan, and the Lady Spartans will get the ball back, down 17. Just got to keep trying to inch away, chip away at this lead. DeWitt has it on the near side, goes down low, Davis. Davis guarded by Walker, skips it far side. Hines with the touch. She's looking to drive, dribbles into double team, and Carligan steals the ball away from her. Leading the break is the senior. Stops on the right wing. Up top, Anderson. Now Rutherford to Walker. Walker up top, Anderson on the right wing. Down low, Hershey. She splits two defenders and gets the layup to go. All in one motion that time. Hershey up to six, and it's back to a 19-point game. Aguirre on the volleyball line, gets it to Hines. Down low, Davis. Davis pump fakes, and we're going to have a whistle. Foul against Washburn Rule. Hershey committed the foul that time. First foul by either team in our second half. 6:05 to play in quarter three. Aguirre is going to be the inbounder. Quick toss in, DeWitt. DeWitt catches it top of the key. Wilts on the perimeter, finds Hines, down low Davis. Davis through two defenders, loses the ball on the way up. That's a foul against the junior Blues. Davis will be shooting two free throws, where she's a perfect 2-for-2 in the game. She's the only Lady Spartan to attempt a free throw in this game, and she shoots the first one too strong. So we got another one coming up here. 5:56 to play in quarter three. Davis's shot. This one's also too strong off the back of the rim, but an offensive rebound by DeWitt. She's double-teamed underneath the basket. Out to Hines. Now Wilts on the perimeter. Dumps it down low to Davis. Davis's layup is going to be too strong. Emporia can't capitalize after the offensive rebound. Rutherford crosses half court. Gets it to Anderson. Near side, Hershey. Hershey double-teamed for a second. Now they dump it down low to Anderson. Wilts gets her hand in there, and we're going to have a foul against Emporia, a reach-in foul against Wilts. Third against her, and we're going to see Smith check in for. It's going to be Wilts because of that foul trouble. Initially, Hines was running to the sideline. Rutherford the trigger. Underneath her own basket, tosses it up. They get it to Walker, who hands it off to Anderson. Anderson by two defenders, fading away, missed the shot. One and done. Smith grabs the rebound that time. Aguirre in transition, leaves it for DeWitt, top of the key. Right side, Hine. Now Smith. Smith double-teamed underneath the basket, has it poked away. Walker with the steal. She's leading the break. The senior goes far side to Rutherford. Rutherford up top, wide open. Smith for three, and she knocks it down. And we're going to have a timeout by Coach Stewart. We will take one with them. Washburn Rule 32, Emporia 10 on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dock.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
32-10, Washburn Rule leads here at Washburn Rule High against Emporia. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to go in quarter three. Coach Stewart using his second timeout of the evening. First one, that was a full timeout. Aguirre has it on the perimeter, gets it to DeWitt. Down low, Smith. Smith trying to feed it to Davis. Good defense denying the ball away. We're seeing a 2-3 zone, it looks like, here. Davis gets it down low, double-teamed out to DeWitt from the right wing. And the three's off the front of the rim and bounces out. Emporia has not made a single triple in this game. Anderson on the far wing gets it up top to Rutherford. Rutherford in between the circles, now on the left side. guarded by Aguirre, fanning out defensively here, trying to force a tough entry pass, trying to get it over to Carlgren. It's going to be deflected out off of DeWitt and stay here with the Junior Blues. Looks like they reset the shot clock. So I don't know if they're calling that a kicked ball violation. Interesting. Quick inbounds to Walker, top of the key, gets to the free throw line. Now left side. Anderson right back to Walker. Scoop will not go that time. Trying to hit the hook against Aguirre. She gets her own rebound over to Anderson. Anderson's second effort will not go. Emporia finally chases down the rebound as DeWitt leads the break. DeWitt out at the volleyball line, goes near side Aguirre. Back to DeWitt. DeWitt dribbling on the perimeter. Down low Hines. Now Davis. Davis, triple teamed. Has it poked away, gets it back, finds Hines on the perimeter. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Davis from the free throw line. He's a runner in the lane, and we're going to have a whistle, and Davis should be shooting two. Walker called for that foul. That's the second against her tonight. 32-10, Washburn Rural leads, and it will stay that way after the first free throw attempt from Davis, which was too strong. Walker goes to the bench, and we see the junior, that's 5'11", Peterson, check in for WR. One more from Davis is up, and once again, too strong. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're just going to call a lane violation, it looks like, against Rutherford. So another attempt here for Davis, and she also shoots this one too strong off the back of the rim. And Smith runs down the board. Smith on the perimeter, dribble, throws it into the corner. Rutherford with it. Up top now, Carlgren to Rutherford. Rutherford drives by two defenders, and as she splits those defenders, we're going to get a blocking foul called against Aguirre. Second foul against Aguirre, and we'll see Smith go to the bench as Hess comes in, the junior that's 6'2". Smith the inbounder underneath her own basket. Needs some help, just throws this one in. Anderson catches it, contended against Davis. Davis fouls her as she gets the layup to go. Anderson's first points of the second half. She's now up to 15. And this looking to convert on her second and one opportunity of the night. It is up, hits every bit of the rim, and it goes in. So up to 16 now for the freshman. 35-10, 3:10 left in quarter three. Hines on the far side, picks up her dribble. Now Aguirre. Aguirre guarded by Rutherford. Bounce pass over to DeWitt, never got to her. Deflected out of bounds. Rolls out, and it will stay here with Emporia. DeWitt's going to be the trigger underneath the basket. Quick toss into Davis. Davis trying to back down. Anderson gets all the way to the rim but missed the layup. One and done as Rutherford gets the rebound. She's got Carlgren leading out, and we're going to get a carrying violation against Washburn Rural. That negates 2 points by the Junior Blues because Carlgren was going to score easily that time. 25-point lead for the home squad tonight. Emporia fell by 11 and 14 in the previous two matchups with the Junior Blues. Aguirre on the perimeter. Hands it off to Hines. Far side Aguirre. Down low Hess. Right back to DeWitt. Top of the key for three. Hits every bit of the rim and rims out. Smith racing up the floor, splits two defenders, contested layup, halfway down and out, offensive rebound Peterson, her shot won't go, she has it for a second, but then Hines comes away with the ball. Couple of looks that time for the Junior Blues, but Emporia finally able to chase down the ball. Hines has it top of the key, looking to drive to the free throw line, poked away this time by Smith, that's another Lady Spartan turnover. Up the floor, Smith is going to draw a foul. It's going to be a pushing foul against Hines. Second against her, fourth against Emporia in this quarter. So the next common foul means bonus free throws. Smith the trigger, guarded, the inbounds is Hess. Gets it into Anderson, catches it top of the key, driving, spinning all the way to the basket. She passes out of the shot. Three-point attempts from Smith, and she knocks it down. 5 made threes by the junior Blues, and it is a 28-point lead. Davis on the far side gets it to Smith at the free throw line, throws it in the corner to Davis. Davis going down low to Hess, and it's picked off. This time Anderson with the steal. Anderson on the right wing, dumps it down low to Peterson. Peterson trying to back down Davis. Passes up top Smith to the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Back out to Rutherford. Rutherford all the way to the rim. Floater too strong. And coming down for the rebound is Davis. And we're going to have a whistle. Looks like Rutherford tried to poke the ball away. Kind of a tic-tac foul there. That's foul number 3 against Rutherford. Hines comes in, and Smith goes to the bench for Emporia. DeWitt, and now they're also having, Hines is staying on the floor, so Davis is the one going to the bench. DeWitt, Aguirre, Wilt, Hess, and Hines on the floor for EHS. Aguirre looking to drive. She's yet to score in this game. Throws it out to Wilt, right back to Aguirre. She catches it on the far wing. Dribbling in between the circles. Good defense here. Wilt with the touch on the far side. Dumps it down low to Hess, who's double-teamed. Up top, DeWitt free for three, and she knocks it down. Our first John Newland made three of the game. 38-13, 40 seconds to go in quarter three. And Wilt is going to deflect this pass in the near corner, out of bounds. Wilt goes to the bench, and Smith checks into the ball game. Anderson is going to be the trigger in front of her own bench. Quick toss into Carlgen. Carlgen trying to get it down low to Peterson. It's going to be tipped out, and Washburn Rule is going to come away with it. Smith in the far corner feeds the post, and a DeWitt once again pokes the ball away, but in the right spot at the right time, Carlgen catches it, and she has her first point of the game. It was good defense there by DeWitt to deflect the ball, but she deflected it the wrong way. Aguirre up top gets it to Hines. Hines in between the circles finds Aguirre. Aguirre driving towards the basket, picks up her dribble out to DeWitt from the right wing, and she's got back-to-back threes for Emporia. And that's going to be the end of quarter number three. Washburn Rule leads 40-16 here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
8 more minutes left in the game. Kaylee DeWitt getting hot for EHS in that third quarter, knocking down 2 threes. But it's not enough, as Emporia currently trails by 24. They've trailed by as many as 27 in the contest. Frost has it on the perimeter, gets it over to Smith. Smith dribbling on the volleyball line. Dribbles to the near wing now, trying to feed the post. Dumps it down low. Carlgen's layup too strong. And picking up the rebound is DeWitt, and she's racing up the floor. Washburn Rule gets back defensively. Aguirre has it on the right wing, looking to drive to the free throw line, keeps her dribble alive. Now Wiltz with the touch. Wiltz up top, Hines. Hines to Davis, catches it at the free throw line. Good defense by Peterson. Davis drives at her and can't convert on the layup. 7:20 to go in our game. Carlgan on the perimeter. Up top, Smith to the free throw line. Throws it in the corner. Wide open, Anderson for three. She airballed it strong. And Aguirre comes down with the rebound. DeWitt in transition. Has it poked away, stolen away by Washburn Rule. And that's going to be an EHS turnover. Frost in between the circles, going up against man-to-man defense here by Emporia. Trying a long three that time. Carlgren, no good. Offensive rebound and put back by Anderson are good. And she's fouled. Another chance for the freshman to convert on an and-one opportunity. 42-16, 6:47 to go in the fourth. Peterson checks out as Walker comes back in for WR. She's already made two and one free throws and make it three. Anderson leading all scorers with 19 points tonight. Emporia basketball, Aguirre brings it up the floor, goes near side to Wilt, skips it far side to Hines, now Aguirre in the corner. Aguirre trying to get it down low to Davis, but good defense here. Wilt has it right wing, now DeWitt, who drives towards the basket. Gets by two defenders, left-handed layup off glass is good. DeWitt now in double figures, the only Lady Spartan to do so tonight, and we're going to have a foul against Emporia. This one's committed by Wilt. That's the fourth on her, second against EHS in quarter four. Quick toss into Hershey with the basketball in between the circles. Goes far side Frost. DeWitt guarding her out on the perimeter. Up top Hershey. Junior Blues in no hurry to get a shot off here. Hershey on the perimeter, 15 on the shot clock. Over to Frost, cutting towards the basket. She missed the easy layup. Rebound picked up by DeWitt. Two-on-two break. Far side Hunt. Wide open right wing three, and she airballed it, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Washburn Rule. And the ball comes up and hits one of the cheerleaders in the face. Hess comes into the ball game, and Aguirre gets a breather for Coach Stewart. 43-18, 5:51 to go in our game. Hines catches it on the perimeter, gets it to DeWitt. Now Wiltz. Wiltz on the perimeter, dumps it down low to Hess, gives it to Davis from the right wing for three. Missed it high off the backboard. Offensive rebound by Emporia. And then we have a whistle, and this is going to go against EHS. And that's foul five against Wilson. She has been disqualified with no points tonight. Aguirre comes in for EHS. 5:40 left in the game. 25-point lead for WR. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' contest coming up, as well as our Champions Landing postgame show. Hershey driving towards the basket. She's double-teamed there. Passes it up top to Rutherford, right back to Hershey. Hershey on the left wing, goes far side. Walker, right wing three, and she gets it to go. 46-18. Aguirre on the right wing, gets it over to DeWitt. Aguirre. Wiltz checked out of the game. That's why Aguirre's back in the contest. Hess catches it down low, out to DeWitt, straight on for three. It's going to be short, and Rutherford gets the rebound. Under five to play. Rutherford up the floor to Anderson, dumps it down low to Walker, and it's going to be deflected out. Good defense by Davis getting back that time and just knocking the ball out of bounds and stopping what could have been an easy layup for Walker. We are 2 points away from the 30-point rule, starting continuous clock. Quick toss in. Anderson trying to back down Davis, going to work against her. And good defense by Davis forces a really tough shot, and it goes out of bounds off of Washburn Rule. 4 minutes, 42 seconds left in the fourth. Davis goes to the bench as Hines checks back in. Aguirre, DeWitt, Hines, Smith, and Hess on the floor for EHS. DeWitt on the far side, gets it near side. Hines, down low to Smith, who has the ball poked away, but it ends up in the hands of Hess. Hess up top to Aguirre, 4:20 to play. Down low, Hess, triple teamed. DeWitt with the touch. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hess at the free throw line. Goes over to Smith. Smith fading away, left the shot short. High-low action that time between the Twin Towers. No points to show for it. Hershey quickly up the floor, gets it to Anderson in the near corner. Now Hershey. Rutherford. Frost on the far side. Frost gets a screen. Back to Hershey. Hershey in front of the student section. Begins to dribble. Top of the key. Deep three by Walker. Halfway down and out, but an offensive rebound and a pass right back to Walker, and she lays it in. Walker now has 11, and it's 48-18. Aguirre in between the circles, gets it to Hines. Hines on the right wing, skips it to the far side, DeWitt. DeWitt behind the back dribble, driving against Frost. Good defense, slowing her up. Now Aguirre with the touch on the perimeter, down low Hess. Hess double-teamed out to DeWitt. Aguirre in between the circles, drives towards the basket. Defense collapses on her, out to DeWitt, free for three. Shot won't go. Another rebound picked up by Walker, and Hershey pushes the ball up the floor. Anderson on the left wing thought about the three, and we're going to have a timeout called by Washburn Rule. It's just for a quick substitution by the Junior Blues. Or that's what it was supposed to be, but then Washburn Rule huddled up for a second. Washburn Rule basketball here. Quick toss in. Caught, dribble, driving. Floater in the lane is up. And good by Munson. Freshman that's 5'10" has her first points of the game. It's a 32-point lead. Hines has it in between the circles. Hands it off to Cunningham, getting her first minutes of the second half. Davis driving towards the rim. Splits a double team. Lays it off the glass for 2 points, and Davis going to be shooting the and one free throw here. Munson called for that foul. That's just the first against Washburn Rule in the fourth quarter. Clock continues to tick as Davis shoots the free throw long. Offensive rebound, DeWitt, and the putback is good. So a 4-point possession for EHS cuts it to a 28-point lead. Drib driving, Smith goes up for the layup, no good, and Hess gets the rebound, Emporia gets the stop. Now they're looking for points on the other end. Hines driving towards the basket, spin move, leaves it for Hess, 10-footer is good. Hess getting more and more comfortable as the season has progressed. We've seen her knock down a couple of jumpers tonight. Down low, Munson splits a double team out up top. Straight on for three, Smith off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, and we're going to have a whistle against, looks like Washburn Rule. So Munson called for that foul, first against her. Under 90 seconds to go tonight. Pushing the ball up the floor. DeWitt has it. Sydney Beheimer just checked into the game. The sophomore drives towards the basket. Layup will not go. One and done for EHS. Quickly up the floor. Smith in between the circles. Munson to Frost. Looking to drive. They dish it into the corner. Three-point attempt is up. Halfway down and out by Smith. And Cunningham is going to run down the rebound. Pushing the ball up the floor. DeWitt has it. Goes far side now. Dribble driving all the way to the basket. Layup no good by Davis. Battling for the rebound. She gets the ball back. Put back will not go, but there is a whistle. And Davis will be shooting a couple of free throws. Davis made her first two free throws of the game, but she's missed her last five. Free throw up, hits off the front of the rim, and goes in. These free throws should wrap up our game as we're sub 10 seconds, and Davis gets the second one to go to. Washburn Rule inbounds the basketball, and they're going to come away with the win. Final score tonight, 50-26. Emporia drops to 7-13, 1-5 in league contest. Win 13 on the season for Washburn Rule. They are 13-6, and now 4-3 in league contest. Again, your final score, 50-26. This game was tied at 8 after 1, 27-8. Leading at half for Washburn Rule, they're up 40-16 after 3. And again, final 50-26. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will wrap up our girls contest and then get you ready for the boys game right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
It's game day in Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride. Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Rural Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Braden Brown.
Final tonight of our girls' contest. Washburn Rural picks up the win, 50-26. As it was 8-8 at the end of the first quarter, 27-8. Yeah, 19-0 run by the junior Blues put them up ahead for good in this one. 40-16 after three and 50-26 final. Let's go ahead and get you those final stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. 12 points, Kaylee DeWitt led the charge for the Lady Spartans. 10 points from Mace Avis and 4 points from Aubrey Hess. So just three scorers for Emporia tonight. On the other side, getting you those numbers, Anderson scored 19 for a game high, 11 from Walker, 10 from Smith, 6 from Hershey, 2 points apiece from Munson and Carlgren. 10 turnovers committed by my calculation by Washburn Rule, 11 against Emporia. Loss number 13 on the year for EHS. They're now 7-13. And they drop to 1-6 in league contests. On the other side, winning their 13th game of the year, 13-6, now 4-3. Let's go ahead and take a look at our EHS Player of the Game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Kaylee DeWitt gets it tonight. She hit 2 threes for Emporia, and she was able to lead the charge. Now our EHS Play of the Game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Callie Medrano, is going to be early in the contest. A layup by Davis gave Emporia an 8-6 lead in that first quarter, and that'd be the last time they would lead in the game. Again, final 50-26. We're done with our post-game show, so we'll take one more quick timeout. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for our boys' contest. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Spartan fans, the clock is ticking, and the only play you need is Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Kick off your game day with sizzling burgers, crispy wings, and ice-cold drinks ready for the win. Champs, proud supporters of Emporia High School, on the field and right here at your table. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners, every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High School Spartan Basketball. Welcome to the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, prepares for your RVs for over 26 years. Let's go live to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Braden Brown.
Welcome to Washburn Rural High in Topeka as we get ready for tonight's boys contest right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. We're also streaming online tonight at kvoe.com/listen. Emporia and Washburn Rural boys contest, a rematch of a game played nearly a month ago. I am Braden Brown, the voice of the Spartans, bringing you the action tonight and all winter long, right here on the KVOE family of stations. Boys contest still a ways away, but that's A-OK because we got a lot to get to. 15-4 Emporia, 4-2 in Centennial League games, coming off a loss last time out to Hayden, 56-48. Ryland Crow led Emporia with 16 points, 13 from Tarek Franklin. Now on the other side, it was a pretty easy win, minus the first quarter, as it was a 56-40 win over Junction City whenever Washburn Rural was on the court last. They trailed 13-3 after quarter number one, but then they did some work. They outscored Junction City 14-3 in quarter number two and 22-11 in quarter three to pull away for the 16-point win. They enter tonight's matchup at 10-8. They are 3-3 in league games. They did have a bit of a losing skid before the Junction City win, but a large part of that was due to injury. And don't worry, their best player is back and in the lineup tonight, and they should be able to field a steady team. Simon Rowley leads the charge with nearly 14 points a game. He started on the football field. He does a lot for them on the basketball court. John Hotel averages almost 10 points a game, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. He's a guy you got to keep an eye out for on this one. 10-8 against 15-4. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE. We're in the midst of our RV Doc pregame show, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. Emporia trying to sweep the two-game series against this club tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by Evan Burns, the Spartans basketball coach, right here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. and by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Import.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Evan Burns. Brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Braden Brown now joined by Spartans boys basketball coach Evan Burns, getting ready for tip-off tonight, round number two against Washburn Rural. This time we're in Topeka. Coach, coming off a loss last time out to Hayden on Friday night, 56-48, after going back through the film, what can you add about what you saw about the contest?
We had our